You're listening to the 411 on Mousecapades Radio.
It's my station.
The following is an original production of the Mousecapades Radio Network.
Mousecapades Studios. Here are your hosts.
Happy Friday, Mousecapades listeners. This is Vicki and I'm here with Kaylee. We hope that you're all staying safe, happy, and healthy. This is episode 919, and you're listening to the number one podcast that entertains that space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
If you're looking to book a trip, we would be glad to help. Just text MOM at 636-373-4497, and we will be happy to get with you to design a magical vacation. A small refundable deposit of $200 will hold your Disney resort and ticket package, or we can quote a destination of your choice, so contact us today.
So last week we talked through part one of Kaylee's spring break girls trip to Disney World, and this week we are going to be talking about the second half of her trip. If you didn't have the chance to listen to last Friday's episode, we're going to encourage you to pause right now, go back and listen, because the stories will make more sense if you do that. So Wednesday, March 27th, Kaylee and the girls headed to Animal Kingdom. But if you remember on the first part, I told you she had pretty much shown them 2 days of what the Black family is used to doing all the time at Disney World, and they are not used to that. So she said, we can sleep in today.
Yeah, my intention was originally I had said we didn't need to leave the room until 11 or 11:30, because I was like, Animal Kingdom is usually a rope drop park for a lot of people. And then a lot of people tend to leave around lunchtime or shortly after. And so my goal was going to be for us to kind of maximize the afternoon hours. And what we were going to do, I didn't think we would need more than 4 to 5 hours in the park. So that was my intent. Well, then Andrea had mentioned that she was like, I think we could do 10, like if we left at 10. And then it kind of morphed to like, no, how about 10:30? Because then Emily and Tara were kind of like, 10's not really sleeping in, which I agree. I was like, I thought we would want more than that. And so then we kind of morphed to 10:30, 10:45. But we were mentioning how we wanted to eat breakfast at Everything Pop. Like we wanted a heartier breakfast. And so what ended up happening was I got up to start getting ready. I don't remember specifically what time, maybe like 9. And then by 9:50, everybody was ready to go. Like we left the room at 9:50. So once we left, we all went to Everything Pop and got some breakfast. I think this was the morning that Tara ate tacos from the resort, which is similar to what you can get at Woody's Lunchbox, only they have bacon in it as well. It had a lot more protein. Andrea and I got bagel sandwiches. Or maybe that was Emily. And then, oh no, Emily got the like bounty platter that comes with like a waffle and two meats and some eggs and all that stuff. So it was good for us to just have like a full hearty breakfast. So by 10:30, we were ready to get on the bus for Animal Kingdom. And we did. And when we got there, we decided right away we were going to do photo pass in front of the tree because it was another kind of like warmer day like it was on the Epcot day. And we didn't want to be all sweaty and gross for the pictures. And we waited in the line, but we were already kind of sweating just waiting in the line to get the pictures. And I wanted to mention this. There was a family in that line. There are two photo pass people in front of the tree now. You wait in one line, and then depending on who opens up first, they'll take you. There was a family literally of probably 7 people, and they did group photos. And then they did this group was together, and then this group was together, and then they did individuals. And I'm like, okay, I understand that you're family paid to be here and you probably paid for photo pass, but like there is a giant line of people, and I promise you the other photo pass person took like 3 parties of people while that one family was getting theirs done. And I'm just thinking, awareness, like be considerate of other people. Maybe at this photo pass spot you do your group pictures, find another one and do your individuals. Like I don't know how other people feel about it, but when you're frustrated, and it wasn't even that hot. Like we weren't there in the summer months, but it's just frustrating when people are very like well, I paid for this and yada, yada, but also so did everybody else. So I feel like you should be considerate of that.
I do think that's where Capture the Moment came from, which if you haven't listened to our show for very long, you may not know, but Capture the Moment is where you make an appointment. I believe it's $100 now, but still you get 20 minutes of their undivided attention in a spot of your choice. Typically people do it at a park and you get to take all these exciting pictures because people were monopolizing the time in the lines, but probably because the cast members are just nice, they didn't say anything about them doing, or did they have on first trip buttons or something?
No.
I don't know what to tell you. I just know that I'm pretty sure that's where Capture the Moment came from. I know that you, when you went for your graduation trip, there really wasn't anybody in the line. And so the person took extra time with you. But if there's a long line like that, that, you know, be courteous.
Yeah. Like try your best. Obviously, if you have young kids, it's harder. But like if you're a party of adults or older people, like with older kids, try to have like a position set, like, you know, how you're going to stand, you know, who goes where, or you have set poses that you're going to do, because sometimes the photo pass people have really good suggestions for ideas for poses that you would have never thought of. But don't just stand there and be like, well, maybe you here, like, it's not the time for you to be fluffing and like figuring it out. Don't flounce around. But I just wanted to mention that. Well, after that, we were kind of trying to figure it out. And I was mapping in my head, trying to plan based on the times, because this is how you knew it was a spring break week. It's tough to be a bug, got up to like 40 minutes. And I was like, we are not waiting that. Andrea definitely wanted to do it. I definitely wanted to do it. But I'm like, we're not waiting that. Dinosaur was posted at 40 minutes. And I said, that's worth the 40 minute wait. We're going to that. We ended up waiting 38 minutes. Now the girls were a little jostled after that one. They were like, I did not know we were going to get thrown around like that. And I said, well, surprise. So I don't think that was their favorite ride of the trip, but I was like, you had to do it. At least they did it before it went extinct. You know,
get it.
Ha ha. They did it. So after that, we went and did the safari because that was another one they wanted to do. Keep in mind, we did not do Genie Plus on this day because I didn't want to spend even more money on Genie Plus for another day. The safari was posted at 85 minutes when we got in line and we ended up waiting 65. So less than it was posted, but still a decent wait. But a lot of it was shady, at least. Once we got under the shaded parts of the wait, it at least was a lot cooler and breezier, and they had fans. So that wasn't too bad. We definitely were at the tired part of the trip, though. We weren't talking nearly as much as we had been the last 2 days because we were definitely more tired. After that, we ended up doing our Flight of Passage Lightning Lane because I paid for that ride. I thought, you know what? I don't want to risk us not getting to do this. So instead of Genie Plus, I'm going to pay for the individual Lightning Lane. And this ride was posted at 130 minutes at this point in the day. And we only waited 20 minutes to get on the bikes. That wasn't even the pre-show room. That was 20 minutes to get on the bikes. So definitely, I think it was worth it because Andrea said that ride was amazing. Like Tara and Emily both said it was so unique. They did not think it would be like that when they got on it. So they all loved it. And I was really happy. I was scared it would make somebody sick, but it didn't. After that, we mobile ordered at Satuli's Canteen. It was right there. Since we mobile ordered right there, it was nice. And we were pretty hungry at that point. So we ate, we chilled. It was air conditioned, super nice. And we kind of mapped out the rest of our Animal Kingdom day. We went right to It's Tough to Be a Bug, which was posted at 10 minutes. And we did end up waiting about 10 minutes. So not too bad. And right after that, we hustled it to Festival of the Lion King. We did the 4 o'clock show. And so they got to see that. And that was kind of where we wrapped up our Animal Kingdom day. So we were there for probably about 5 hours, like I said, but we got a lot done while we were there. We did like 5 huge things and also ate some food. And I think the girls were definitely happy with that. We left Animal Kingdom because that night we had a Steakhouse 71 reservation. And we wanted that to be kind of our like fancy, our nice dinner. So we went back to the room, rested a little bit. I think Tara and Emily ended up falling asleep. They didn't plan to, but they did. We got ready for dinner. We dressed up, like we all wore dresses, got a little bit nicer. And then at 7 o'clock, we took an Uber to the Contemporary for our 7:30 reservation. They took us pretty much right on time. We all really loved it. We got a few appetizers. We all got a drink. Everybody loved their entree. It was delicious. So I will say I've never had a bad experience at Steakhouse 71 up to this point. I don't know if you have, Mom, but I have not.
No. And that's the thing. Your brother said we are going back there again on our next trip, correct? When you were like giving us the lowdown of your trip. And I said, oh, sure. But what do you want to do? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner? And he goes, is there a question? And I said, yes, because I've had all three and I don't know which one to pick. And he's like, dinner for me, please. So he's stuck on the dinner, but he hasn't had the other two options either.
Yeah. I would say all of them are great. Like, it's definitely all of them are good. Well, after that, we kind of decided we wanted to still kind of be out and about. And I wanted to take the girls to see the Polynesian. We didn't have any reservations there for the trip, but I was like, you know, we could get drinks there and I could show them around. We monorailed over to the Polynesian. That was their first monorail ride. So that was exciting. And we were going to try to get into Trader Sam's, but at this point it was definitely, it was like 8:45, 9 p.m. and they still had an hour wait to get into the Trader Sam's lounge. So we were like, that's a little late. Like, no, but the Tambu lounge was almost completely open right next to Ohana. And I've never eaten there either. So we just sat there and we all ordered drinks and it was super nice. I ended up getting the drink called the back scratcher. It came with a back scratcher, folks. Like, I'm not even kidding. She brought my drink and she laid a back scratcher on the table. And we were like, what is this? And so the girls took my picture with it and it was very hilarious. So I brought it home. That's a souvenir I have. I probably need to write with a Sharpie on it what it's from, just so I remember.
Probably a good idea.
And so that's hilarious. So just know if you go there and you order the back scratcher, it comes with a back scratcher, which I was not expecting. It tasted delicious too. So that was the end of our night. By that point, we Ubered back to the resort and we crashed. We were ready. So again, not as full of a day, but keep in mind, we had two super full days before this and we like ate a lot this day. Like, we still enjoyed it. It was a very enjoyable day, but we had to crash because our last park day was Magic Kingdom. So the next day, Thursday, March 28th, Magic Kingdom Day, we left the room at 8:30 a.m. because we had to Uber to the Grand Floridian. We had a 9:15 breakfast reservation at Grand Floridian Cafe. And all of us really enjoyed what we got. Tara and Andrea ended up getting a frozen cappuccino that was caramel flavored because we were all going to get hot drinks, but they said their cappuccino machine was down. So the waitress we had, super kind lady, I cannot remember her name, but she was like, but the frozen ones are so good. And so they got them and they both really liked it. And Andrea got a waffle. Tara got a breakfast sandwich with a huge piece of sausage on it, like huge, super like protein filled. I got the chicken and waffle, which I've had before, always super delicious. And Emily got like an eggs Benedict, but it was a special one to the Grand Floridian because she was like, I think I should get this one because it's not a regular one and you can't get it other places. And we all really enjoyed our meal there. And it definitely was not that expensive compared to other meals we had in the parks.
I always think that's interesting there because it is so expensive to stay there and to have a really, and maybe that's how they weighed it out. Like, they're like, it costs so much to stay here. We want them to have a reasonable place to get a meal. It's the same way at the Contemporary.
Yeah, it just definitely was crazy. But we wrapped up and got on the monorail because Magic Kingdom was where we were headed. And first thing we did was do our photo pass in front of the castle. This day, we all had matching shirts. We all wore white, either skorts or shorts. And so we all kind of matched. And this was when we wanted to make sure the pictures looked cute. So we got really cute pictures in front of the castle. And we went straight to Tron. I got up at 7 a.m. and got us a Tron boarding group. I was group 10, ladies and gents. Like, I have never gotten that early. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Because right when the park opened at 8 a.m., they were like, oh, your group has been called. And I was thinking, you've got to be kidding me. Because we had that reservation. And I was like, there's no way we're going to the park this early. But I showed them our, I didn't even have to show them our receipt. Because I guess Tron is being more flexible now. Because it was pretty much like, I told the woman at the front of the Tron ride, I was like, hey, we had a reservation. She went, oh, as long as your group's been called, you're fine. So like, I guess they're doing it more like other queues now where as long as your group's been called, you can go.
Which is nice.
It doesn't matter.
I'd still bring the receipt.
I did too. Like, I had it ready to go so they can see the timestamp. So I wouldn't just assume. because ours did scan blue because it wasn't like our time anymore, but they just changed it. Like they had the little iPad and it scanned green and then they sent us through. So it wasn't a problem. We waited 45 minutes. Andrea was very nervous to get on this ride. And then Tara got nervous right before we got on. Emily was hyped the whole time.
That sounds right.
We were literally pulling away from where they load and Andrea's like, Kaylee, I don't like you very much or something like that. And I didn't even respond to her because I thought, I think she'll be fine once we're done. And so that is what happened. As soon as the ride was over, she's like, okay, never mind. I forgive you. Because it's such a fun ride, but it is kind of scary when you're sitting in that bike position. It's like intense to sit like that when you're moving at that speed. It's intense with your, when you're head first. But the pictures and the videos for that were super cute. So I was excited. After that, we went right to the People Mover. It was posted at 20 minutes. We waited 10, which is typical for that. They usually boost it a little. We did a little ride on the People Mover. That was nice. Then we stopped at the lunching pad. Emily needed her coveted Diet Coke. Andrea got a Coke so she could have some caffeine because, again, day four of us going straight in a row. And then I got my cream cheese pretzel that I've wanted for so long. I mean, we've had one before, but just, you know, there's so many Disney snacks and you can only eat so much in a trip. I hadn't had one in a long time. So Tara and I split one and it was so good. Emily even had a bite and we were all like, that was so delicious. We probably could have gotten another one later if we had wanted to. So we all kind of had a little pick me up. We went to wait. It's a small world because it was posted 25. And I said, I bet you that's not 25 minutes. It was not. We waited 16. And at that point, we had our first lightning lane of the day that I booked. I did book our lightning lanes. Like I bought Genie Plus at midnight the night before. Like I set an alarm, woke up and bought it. We got Little Mermaid because that was Tara's pick. She really wanted to do it. And it was posted at 20 minutes. We waited 8 with the lightning lane. We waited 8 minutes to get into our shell. We did that. Tara loved it. We danced. The under the sea part is the best part of the whole ride. Then we did Mickey's PhilharMagic because we had a little bit of time. And I was like, you know, it's air conditioned. It's a short wait. We literally walked on it, sat there, and they were like, that was so cute. And I mean, I don't know about you, Mom, but I have good feelings about that because we've been doing that ever since our first trip there. That was something we did on our first trip.
Yep.
So yeah, they liked it too. It was very cute. Then we had to get our Casey's Corner. As Emily said, she needed her glizzy, which for the older listeners, if you don't know what that is, that's just another word for a hot dog. She was like, I need my glizzy. Like she had been ready for it all week. That was before we even went on the trip. She's like, I got to get a glizzy from Magic Kingdom.
I just don't understand where that came from.
Well, I wouldn't dig too far into it. but so I mobile ordered Casey's Corner. Emily got a foot long. Tara got, I think, a regular hot dog. And then Andrea and I both got corn dog nuggets and they scored us a table right in front of the piano player, like one of the sitting tables. So we had like a great lunch. We were just surprised at how much we were doing. And I think all the girls and I had said, we felt like we were making the most of our money with the Genie Plus that day, because as I'm about to tell you, everything else we did on this day, we did a lot. And I was able to get a lot of lightning lanes because I was stacking them. And the girls were like, you would have to know this stuff though, to be able to do it. And I said, that's why it takes so much research to do a trip. So if you don't have a travel agent or you feel like you don't think you'd be able to do this, that's why you consult people who know how to, because that's how you make the most of your money. At 3 o'clock, we did the parade. Emily really wanted to do it. Tara was like, I could go for the parade. But Andrea was like, fat no. And I knew it was because of all the people. I knew it was because of all the people. And so I said, you know what? I have a good compromise. I know where we're going to stand. And then we can just skedaddle over to our Peter Pan lightning lane right after that. It'll be perfect. Well, Emily and I went to the bathroom and I passed an ice cream spot. And I was like, you know, I really want one of those bananas, man. They look good. And we all ended up getting ice cream because Emily and I called Andrea and Tara and we said, we're getting ice cream. You want one? And they said, heck yeah. So we all got an ice cream. We're standing by Sleepy Hollow under the umbrellas. That was the spot I was like, we're going to stand here and watch the parade. And then we're just going to skedaddle behind the castle to go to Peter Pan. Well, this woman, she's one of the parade valets. I guess that's what you'd call her, because she had on the white undershirt with the red vest and the bow tie. And she comes up to us. We're standing there minding our business, eating our ice cream. And she's like, hi, ladies, are you planning to watch the parade? And we were like, yeah. And she said, would you want to watch from a special spot? And we were like, yeah, where are you taking us? And so she walked us over If you have been to Magic Kingdom and you've walked this spot, you've probably seen it. There are four benches near the castle, like on the bridge as you go into like Liberty Square and stuff. And one of those benches was for us. So apparently that's not like handicapped seating, or it's not like for disabled families or for people who book the event. I thought it was like a special spot you had to like book or reserve or something. It was literally, they can just pixie dust families sitting there. So we got a bench to ourselves. There was no people around like in that spot except the three other benches. And we had a perfect spot for the parade. Like literally has never happened to us before, but we were all matching that day. And that's why I told the girls, I think us all matching paid off because yeah. I think that's why. But it was perfect and we got a great spot for the parade. And yeah, so that was magical. So never underestimate if you're a dad or, you know, just a grump who doesn't like to match, it could earn you a special spot at a parade or another special thing.
I was a little jealous, I have to say.
I know. I felt bad.
Why? Don't feel bad.
I know. I just felt bad that it had never happened to like our family. So after we watched the parade, we went right to our Peter Pan's flight, Lightning Lane. This was where it was starting to be worth it for Genie Plus. Peter Pan was posted 75. We waited 6 minutes to walk on, like to sit in a boat. 6 minutes. And once we got off, I was like, yeah, not worth the 75-minute wait at all, but very cute. Then we hightailed it straight to our Space Mountain Lightning Lane because they overlapped. We only had a 15-minute between them ending. So that was posted 70 minutes and we waited 10. After that, we went to Anti-Gravity's Galactic Goodies. We were going to go to Joffrey's, but the line was outrageous because it's right there. But Anti-Gravity sells Joffrey's cold brews. So I got a cold brew and Tara got a cold brew float. Perfect. Andrea and Emily just kind of waited outside in the shade. They found a little spot to sit. And after that, we were going to try to wait for Seven Dwarfs because it went down. Like the line had gone down to 85 minutes. And we're like, you know, we'll try to go wait that. Like we'll wait it. But when we got in line, it was outside the queue. The guy's sign said 125.
Oh, wow.
And we were like, what is happening? And when I got on the app, it said 115, but it didn't match the guy's sign. The family in front of us was either they like were from another country or they were from America, but they like were a primarily Spanish speaking family. They literally were not keeping up with the line. It was like they didn't know if they wanted to be in the line for it or not. One of their kids was bottle flipping on the ground in front of us. They weren't keeping up with the line. So people were butting into the line in front of them and they weren't even paying attention because we didn't know what the cast member was doing, but he wasn't like telling them to move. Right. So we went in front of them because it looked like they had decided, oh, we're not waiting anymore. As soon as we went in front of them, they were like panicking. And then they got right back in front of us again. Like, oh, you just cut us. And we're like, there were a bunch of people that just got in front of you and you didn't even see it. So we ended up bailing because we're like, we're not waiting this. This is not good. The family behind us smelled bad. Family in front of us didn't know what they wanted to do. We're like, we're not doing this. It's too long. We went to the Carousel Progress instead, which also ended up being kind of a bummer of an experience because the family behind us was like, one person was on the phone. The kids were like cussing at each other. They were like making fun of the whole attraction while we were in there. I think a cast member finally halfway through came and sat with them because then they toned themselves down. But keep in mind, like if you're a family that lets your kids speak a certain way at home, keep in mind you're in a family place. Like even my friends, when we were on the bus to the resort at the very beginning of the trip, like she, like Emily had asked, she's like, oh my gosh, is cursing frowned upon here? And I said, you probably just shouldn't be like aggressively loud. And so like my friends understood, like we're grownups, none of us have kids, but we're not going to just like throw around poor language left and right when there are children everywhere. Like that's, even if you're a family that allows that, not every family does. So you just need to be aware of where you're at. You're in a public setting. And so that's just a bummer that it kind of ruined that experience for them. But it was a nice 20 minutes of just air conditioning and sitting at least. So right after that, we went to Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. Again, we've done a lot on this day. We're like cranking through stuff.
Yeah, you
were.
We did
the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, which they really enjoyed. That was really fun. That's always kind of a special experience because it's different every time. And then we went and got Dole Whips because that was Emily's thing. She really wanted a Dole Whip. So we went across to Adventureland. We hit up the Dole Whip stand. And then we ended up doing our Haunted Mansion Lightning Lane, which was posted at a 50-minute wait, and we only waited 12 minutes for it. We ended up only waiting 12. Now, I could have this mixed up in the order. Like, I think we may have done Haunted Mansion first and then got Dole Whips. It's kind of all mixing together, but either way, got to do Haunted Mansion. That was grand. Then we waited for the Magic Carpets of Aladdin, which was posted at 30 minutes. We waited 25. Super beautiful, though, because we got to ride it at sunset. So the sky was beautiful when we were riding it. Then we did our Pirates of the Caribbean Lightning Lane, our last of the day. It was posted at 40 minutes. We waited 10. So if I'm telling you anything, listeners, Genie Plus is definitely worth it in this park. I will say we paid $39 a person on this day.
I know, that was so insane.
It was a lot of money. At this point, we decided we were not going to watch the fireworks from the park. So we monorailed to the Polynesian. And then we went to Trader Sam's Tiki Terrace, which is the Trader Sam's outdoor bar. So we ended up getting drinks and appetizers there. But then Tara and I went down from the boat dock and we watched the fireworks there. They pumped the music in. It's a beautiful view. There's not a crowd there. And you don't have to fight the people getting out of Magic Kingdom. So it was perfect. We got entrees from Captain Cook's, finished our drinks and appetizers, and then we ended up moseying back. I had said we could Uber back to the resort, but they're like, we could just monorail the Magic Kingdom and then we'll take our bus. So we did that. Emily and I got drinks at the pool bar, and then it was bedtime. We were tired. So that was a long day.
And the next day is your last day.
Yeah, it was the go home day. So we woke up at like 10:30 a.m. because Emily was very kind and called the desk for me, because I went to the desk a couple times throughout the trip and I forgot every time to ask for late checkout. So she called and they ended up giving us late checkout till 12:45 p.m. I had never had that late with you guys on any of our trips. So we got up around 10:30. We got to sleep pretty good amount that night. We left the room around noon because that's when we were ready to go. Like, all of us just packed. We checked our luggage with services because we were going to go to Disney Springs, but we chilled by the pool bar first, and then we went to Disney Springs. At 1 p.m., we had lunch at City Works Poorhouse. Delicious, by the way. Like, everything we had was delicious there, so I highly recommend it. It's on the side with Cirque du Soleil, M&M store, Splitsville. That's where City Works Poorhouse is. Then we actually went in the M&M store. Andrea bought a small bottle of M&M's there. We popped into the Candy Cauldron, Star Wars stores, looked around a little bit. In World of Disney, we went in there, we searched around. Tara bought some puzzles, a hat, and a Stitch magnet. Emily ended up buying like a tiny little alien stuffed animal. And then we got bubble waffles because I kept talking them up. I wanted a bubble waffle sundae so bad. Emily and Tara split one. I ate one to myself because I could do that every time. And at that point, they were kind of just ready to be chilling. It was a little warm again. So we took a bus back to Pop Century. And we had just decided to chill. Now, Emily really wanted to try and get home sooner than we were originally planning. So she went to the airport sooner than us. She called the Mears Transportation. She got her bus moved up. And then she was on standby for an earlier flight while the rest of us chilled at Pop Century. Unfortunately, she did not make it onto that flight. And there was a little bit of hard feelings there for not making it onto that flight because we don't think the airline did it the way they should have. But we ended up meeting up with her at the airport anyway, and we all took the same flight home. So our flight was at 9:30 p.m. We were at the airport by like 6:30, and we all just chilled on our way home, just talked, reviewed the trip. And overall, we said it was a good one. We're like, we definitely are ready to like be home and have our space, but they appreciated the trip. They said it was very fun. They're definitely not Disney adults like a lot of us. They said they would definitely go back, but it would be many years before they needed to go back.
Well, I mean, it has to be your family's thing for sure. Or in our situation with the pass, it makes it a little bit easier for us to say, okay, we have never done the one day, and I'm not sure that that's physically a good idea for us. But I know that even if we wanted to fly there in the morning and leave, come back on that night or whatever, we could do that. But I realized that they were definitely not seasoned people to do this. So I think that they did well considering, and you guys did a lot. I know you were disappointed that you couldn't show them more, but at the same time, they're not used to the go, go, go of Disney World either.
Yeah, I was happy with everything we did. And there were some things we ended up getting to do that I like never thought we would do. And there were other things that I was like, well, we didn't do that, but I'm not too bummed. Like, there's just no way we could have done that comfortably, you know? And so
I was sad they didn't get to try Gideon's.
That's true. But that's like, that takes a big chunk of time out of your trip to like wait for that. So
it does. Something to definitely consider for sure. Well, thank you, listeners, for joining us as we talked about Kaylee's part two of her trip from just last week. By the time this airs, it'll have been a couple weeks, but we are doing it fresh so that it's all in Kaylee's brain and she has everything and doesn't forget any of the good stuff she wanted to tell you guys. There was something you were going to tell them, Kaylee, about Genie Plus. Oh, account. You told me to remind you.
Yeah, we've learned kind of the hard way, unfortunately, that I have been under mom's account ever since like we've started going to Disney, and especially since they've like become very technology based. And I've always been under mom's account. Like I use hers. I've never had my own Disney account, but I've also traveled with mom every single time. The only time I didn't was when I went with dad in 2019, we did my college graduation trip, but that was before Genie Plus. It was still FastPass. So this was my first trip using Genie Plus without mom being on the same trip as me. Well, I was using her account the entire time we were on the trip. So a lot of times for reservations, they'd be like Vicky and they'd call her name instead of mine, even though a lot of the reservations were under my name. Well, we figured out for Genie Plus, when you would buy it to use in the parks, I bought it for the four of us, myself and my three friends. However, for mom, it was her account. So it would not let you use Genie Plus in the parks unless you purchased it for her too. Like even though she wasn't on the trip, she didn't have any park days booked because she's a pass holder. Like she did not have a park day reserved or anything. I had to buy it for her even though she wasn't there. And so that was like a lot of extra money that I had to fork up. Now, I'll be honest, I didn't end up stopping at any of the like stands, the guest services things, and they probably would have refunded me the money. But I'm letting you know that in case you and your family do something similar and you just all share an account, because if you ever go separately, if the holder of the account's not there, it's going to make you pay for them on Genie Plus if you're wanting to book stuff in the park. Which we think is very weird and not right because it knows that that person's not there, but we just don't want anybody losing money the way we did. We're now going to get me set up in an account and we're going to link our accounts so that they're together. And maybe this is just a very niche experience and we're the only ones doing this, but I just didn't want it to happen to anybody else because that's like a real bummer. I even talked to somebody at the Pop Century desk about it. And they were kind of like, that's the only reason I can think that it did that is probably because it's their account and you're using it. And I was like, well, okay. So
I do think they would have given you the money back because you could prove that I was not there because I didn't enter the parks. I wasn't scanned in and they can tell that. They know what bathroom you're using when you're there. But I do not understand why you couldn't check off my name. Because it was the same thing for the reservations. When I made your reservations, I was able to click off my name.
Yeah, it was like I didn't have to buy it for you. But then when I went to like make a selection for when I wanted to book a ride, it was like, well, you can't. You need to purchase it. But when I went in to purchase, it showed I purchased it for the four of us, but you were the only one not selected. So then once I bought it for you, it was like, oh, yeah, now you can. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, we thought we would share because we like to give information on things that we've had issues with or we've worked out so that we know that we can help you.
If you're interested in being a guest on our show or you have a question or a comment, just text us at 636-373-4497. You can check us out on our social media account, The Mousecapades Podcast on Facebook.
Be sure to listen to Wednesday's show as we dish the latest rumors and news and chat with the gang. And if you would like a free quote, you can contact me at 636-373-4497.
As always, thanks for listening to the number one podcast that entertains the space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
Well, Kaylee, I think it's about that time. Disney love.
And pixie dust.
Have a magical day, my friends.
Look all around us, life now will be so full of song, love, and laughter. And you can bet we'll finally get our happily ever after.
Mm-hmm. Station.